Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This reflection is based on the scripture reading for Friday, April 21st, from John 6, 1 through 15, Feeding the 5,000. This is the classic reading of the feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes. In the reading, it says that a great crowd of people followed him, Jesus, because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. Jesus sees the very large crowd coming toward him, so he asks Philip about getting bread for them all to eat, and Philip replies that it would take half a year's wages for each just to get a bite. Andrew then speaks up and says that there is a boy here with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but insists that would not be enough. Was this boy actually an angel sent by the Father? Of course, we all know that it was enough to feed all 5,000, and there were 12 baskets of bread left over after they all finished eating their fill. After this, they were going to make him king by force, but Jesus, knowing their idea, withdrew to a mountain alone. I began to think about the numbers. These are not random numbers in this reading. They are important. But I admit I would not care to notice that if I were being fed that way. It was a free lunch, and that is what I would have been concerned about. Sometimes I wonder if I still do. Sometimes I have to be careful when the going gets tough. You are great, Jesus, but what have you done for me lately? When I begin to think like that, I am missing out on important information Jesus is giving me, and I need to shake myself out of it. Why did the 5,000 as well as the disciples miss during that free lunch? Let's go through the numbers. 5,000. 5 is humanity, like 5 fingers, toes. 1,000 is a very large number for a group in those days. They were all very hungry. The world is hungry and wants to be fed. Most only settle for the physical food, but spiritual food is being offered as well. Half a year's wages. The need is more than any of us can fix. 5 small barley loaves. Like I mentioned, 5 being as a human being, but with 2 fish adds something special. 7 is the letter, number, in Hebrew that resembles a cross. The barley loaves are made by man from the gift of God's wheat. The 2 fish live in the water where man is not able to live and so represents God. But if there is a Holy Trinity, then why not 3 fish? Jesus is the 3rd fish present among them. 12 baskets remaining. 12 is the number of completeness, such as 12 hours in a.m. and 12 in the p.m. to make up a day. 12 major keys and 12 minor keys in music. 12 half steps in an octave of music. God's sacrificial gift to us on the cross was going to complete what was needed to remove our guilt before the Father. Remember, too, at the Last Supper, after Judas left, Jesus again brought out the Passover meal and reoffered the bread and the wine to them, saying, "This is my body and my blood." But he did not reoffer the meat of the lamb at that Passover dinner because he was the lamb, the holy lamb of God. The people at this free lunch wanted to take Jesus by force and make him king. But Jesus understood that they did not understand the true meaning of what he did for them. So he went off alone. Happy continued Easter, everyone. Joe Ripas.